Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 125. How lovely are thy dwellings, Lord, from noise and trouble free. How beautiful the sweet accord of those who pray to thee. Hymn number 125. The scripture this morning will be given by Wendy from Georgia.
Good morning. I will read from Jeremiah. I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow with the repetition of the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 247. Oh, walk with God along the road, your strength he will renew. Wait on the everlasting God, and he will walk with you. Hymn number 247. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We have members and participants from around the world. And you can find us not only here in Plainfield, but on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And we have websites in three different languages in addition to English, for those of you who don't speak English very well. You can also find us on YouTube, on SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find us. Our website has articles that deal with virtually any situation you could find yourself having to face. Are you haunted by events of the past? You fearful about the future? There's an excellent excerpt from an article entitled God With Us, which is highlighted on our cover page of our website by Edward Kimball. God With Us. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. And we also have testimony meetings every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And you can listen to all of our services either on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone via teleconference number that we provide. And every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we have a Sunday school for young children. And that is also conducted via teleconference. So if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, please call the church. And we'll be happy to give you the number and we'll welcome your child to our Sunday school. And for all of our services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. Now, next Saturday, we will have another Bible study session that'll take place at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. So check the website for questions, and please join us next Saturday at 10 a.m. And it's January 1st, 2017, but it's not too late to order your desk calendar for 2017 if you haven't done so already. Still a lot of days left in the year and a lot of pages on the calendar. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just by reading the Christian Science textbook. And that reading this morning will be given by Amanda from Missouri.
Age 6, 27, diseased eyes cured. Christian Science came to me when I was a wreck, my body being completely covered with sores. My eyes were very bad, so that I sat in a darkened room for weeks together, most of the time in bed under opiates. The home doctor and a specialist said the disease of the eyes could not be cured, though they might help me for a while. I had one operation, and the doctor said if I took cold, I would become totally blind. My suffering was beyond telling. A clergyman called almost every day and sat by my bed and wept, and my good, kind doctor shed tears many times. Finally, after a year of this terrible suffering, I was sent to Indiana to a sister who had been healed of lung trouble by Christian Science. The first day I was there, she read to me from the Bible and from Science and Health with key to the scriptures by Mrs. Eddy, and I was healed. I knew that God was no respecter of persons, and when I saw what had been done for my sister, who was changed from being a mere frame to a strong, robust, healthy, rosy-cheeked woman, the cough all gone, I said, God has as much for me if I will accept it. I was healed instantaneously by Christian Science, and am thankful to God for giving us this understanding through Mrs. Eddy, our beloved leader. I am now in perfect health. Mrs. F.S., Laurel, Mississippi.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 2 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, God. Golden text is from Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The responsive reading is from Psalms. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
Which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever.
Which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners.
The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous.
The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down.
The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord.
Fairley from Maryland will read from the Bible.
The Holy Bible. Psalms. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness, for this God is our God, forever and ever. Deuteronomy. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And thou say in thine heart, My power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Second Chronicles. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and the Meunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death. Proverbs. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Isaiah, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. First Chronicles. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, Go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. Psalms. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from our textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. In the Saxon and 20 other tongues, good is a term for God. The Scriptures declare all that he made to be good, like himself. Good in principle and in idea. Therefore, the spiritual universe is good and reflects God as he is. God is natural good and is represented only by the idea of goodness, while evil should be regarded as unnatural because it is opposed to the nature of spirit God. To understand God strengthens hope, enthrones faith in truth, and verify Jesus' word, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Mortals suppose that they can live without goodness when God is good and the only real life. What is the result? Understanding little about the divine principle which saves and heals, mortals get rid of sin, sickness, and death only in belief. These errors are not thus really destroyed and must therefore cling to mortals until here or hereafter they gain the true understanding of God in the science which destroys human delusions about him and reveals the grand realities of his allness. In Christian Science, a denial of truth is fatal, while a just acknowledgement of truth and of what it has done for us is an effectual help. If pride, superstition, or any error prevents the honest recognition of benefits received, this will be a hindrance to the recovery of the sick and the success of the student. In Egypt, it was mind which saved the Israelites from belief in the plagues. In the wilderness, streams flowed from the rock and manna fell from the sky. The Israelites looked upon the brazen serpent and straightway believed that they were healed of the poisonous stings of vipers. In national prosperity, miracles attended the successes of the Hebrews. But when they departed from the true idea, their demoralization began. even in captivity, among foreign nations, the divine principle wrought wonders for the people of God in the fiery furnace and in kings' palaces. Judaism was the antithesis of Christianity, because Judaism engendered the limited form of a national or tribal religion. It was a finite and material system carried out in special theories concerning God, man, sanitary methods, and a religious cultist. That he made himself equal with God was one of the Jewish accusations against him who planted Christianity on the foundation of spirit, who taught as he was inspired by the Father and would recognize no life, intelligence, nor substance outside of God. The truth taught by Jesus, the elders scoffed at. Why? Because it demanded more than they were willing to practice. It was enough for them to believe in a national deity, but that belief, from their time to ours, has never made a disciple who could cast out evils and heal the sick. Jesus' life proved divinely and scientifically that God is love, whereas priest and rabbi affirmed God to be a mighty potentate who loves and hates. The Jewish theology gave no hint of the unchanging love of God. How empty are our conceptions of deity. We admit theoretically that God is good, omnipotent, omnipresent, infinite. And then we try to give information to this infinite mind. We plead for unmerited pardon and for a liberal outpouring of benefactions. Are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of the blessings we have, and thus be fitted to receive more. Gratitude is much more than a verbal expression of thanks. Action expresses more gratitude than speech. If we are ungrateful for life, truth, and love, and yet return thanks to God for all blessings, we are insincere and incur the sharp censure our master pronounces on hypocrites. In such a case, the only acceptable prayer is to put the finger on the lips and remember our blessings. As mortals gain more correct views of God and man, multitudinous objects of creation, which before were invisible, will become visible. When we realize that life is spirit, never in nor of matter, this understanding will expand into self-completeness, finding all in God good and needing no other consciousness. Man understands spiritual existence in proportion as his treasures of truth and love are enlarged. Mortals must gravitate Godward. Their affections and aims grow spiritual. They must near the broader interpretations of being and gain some proper sense of the infinite in order that sin and mortality may be put off. The starting point of divine science is that God, spirit, is all in all, and that there is no other might nor mind, that God is love, and therefore he is divine principle. to grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause and effect belong to God. These are His attributes, the eternal manifestations of the infinite divine principle love. No wisdom is wise but His wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. Divine metaphysics, as revealed to spiritual understanding, shows clearly that all is mind, and that mind is God, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, that is, all power, all presence, all science. Hence, all is in reality the manifestation of mind. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Though empires fall, the Lord will reign forever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. We will now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, neath which our spirits blend, like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
sky with radiant stars to glorify the night. Who knows the path that leads up to the dwelling place of light? Creator, Master, Holiness, Sustainer of my soul, He reigns in golden splendor. Foundations of the earth, who sent his son, so wise was he to show us what we're worth. Jehovah, Father, mighty King, sustainer of my soul, he reigns in golden splendor.
Let's now sing hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over the land. Gaunt warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.